We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So it's the Morningside Homeowner Association. We've been around since 1943. We're the oldest in the East Coast as a homeowner association with about 1,000 residents, 357 houses that directly sit right at Sheridan and between Sheridan and Main Street. So we're right on the Westwood. So I've been part of this for, I mean, there was something on the corner at 10 years ago. Now for this, it's been 7 years. So we've been working with the town and have, you know, different people have switched over. We've had different, board members, but right now we're at the closest we've ever been. And I mean, honestly, it's tough to say you trust a politician, obviously, because people, you know, they think that politicians are out for themselves or whatever. That's not true here. I think that finally we're getting to a spot where the town and the residents agree on something, and that's putting a park at Westwood. I mean, it's going to be a world-class park. It's something that everyone's going to want to use. It's something that in this situation we've always wanted, but we've never had the opportunity to get it. Now we have the opportunity to get it. We just have to make sure that the town's protected. That's dollar for dollar, Audubon is worth more than Westwood. We all know that. And we want to make sure that the town makes smart decisions with what they're going to do when they come to, you know, gain Westwood. And from that point, we can, you know, work on a world-class park that we can be proud of. And what I keep saying is, a destination. You go to places, you go to New York City, you do New York City, what do you call it?
Central Park,
yeah. And you do the High Line. You know, when you walk the High Line, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's amazing. It's things you remember. And I have small children, and I take them places so that they can get experiences. Why can't we have something like that in Amherst, in the center of Amherst? Something that people can come and say, hey, I was in Amherst or Amherst, New York, and we went to this park, and it was amazing. You know, it had this, this, and this, and, you know, I'll never forget this time that we spent there. So that's what we're looking for, and we're getting so close that I think we at some point have to trust our government to work on behalf of us, which they are. And I think right now is the furthest we've gotten, and you know, the closer we get to actually having a park and being able to break ground on a park. So
People were concerned with the process of how they're going about doing it. What are your thoughts on that?
So alienation, it is kind of scary because you're taking a large, you know, piece of property and saying we're going to make decisions later on it. Well, that's where trust comes in. You know, I mean, right now we have to trust that the people that we elected are going to make the decisions that we would want them to make as residents in Amherst.
And isn't it fair to say that a lot of people made their choices on election day based on this issue?
Oh yeah, Westwood was a big deal. I mean, that was, people said, hey, we want a park. And you know what? We made sure to get those people elected because those are people that understand what we want as residents. We don't need any huge development. You know, we have plenty of development, and it should be smart and balanced development. It should be something that makes sense for the area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.